Blog Talk Radio.
You did that thing.
What about it now?
And what you want to do?
I'm just trying. I'm off Monday, Tuesday, gonna be on Tuesday.
So I'll bring y'all a second in the intro. We're about to drop it live in just a second. This is Mr. Jonathan Simmons here on the scene here. A very, very special event. We are at the birthday bash for a man that everybody knows very, 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 very well. If you like urban contemporary gospel music, we're here at the Doubletree Hotel here in Tucker, Georgia, just outside of Atlanta, Georgia. And we have a guy here that is making a transition, going to his golden years. Following me now. As the digit begins now with a five. That's right, I'm talking about Sergio Kroon, the visionary behind the scene room, is celebrating his 50th birthday. And, brother, I understand you were completely surprised. Is that right?
Completely surprised.
The wife said you tried everything, didn't you, to kind of get out of it?
I tried to get it out of her. I tried to find out what was going on, but she kept it sealed.
And I got to tell you, folks, the place is decorated marvelously with Sergio's favorite colors, black and gold, little silver accent, and, of course, you know, I got to do a little red in the tie to make sure that the brother understands that we're all covered by the blood. So we just are very thankful to be here. We see a lot of luminaries out here. We see Mr. Woody over there in the corner there, and I don't know where his partner in crime is. I guess he's on a fast right now, so he left him upstairs. So that's it. But we have a lot of people out here tonight. We have Larry Young from WIGO. We have Darlene McCoy from Praise 102.5 is going to be in the house. We have Jay Latrina from No More Secrets. Everybody has come out to celebrate number 50 with my brother, Sergio Kroon. But Sergio, we understand you got some big things going on also this summer. You got a series going on. Is that right?
I'm doing this Fabulous Friday, the Fab Friday series. It started July 30th. I'm going all the way to July 10th. It's Signature Night. This last Friday we had the Holy Hip Hop Night. Next week.
Holy Hip Hop Night. I heard that was off the chain. That's the word on the street.
And that thing was so hot. God came in the room with those guys, man, and blessed the place. And this Friday will be also again. I was thinking celebrating my birthday.
Surprise!
But it's Friday. But after that, we'll have the quartet night with Harold Holloway, Endurance, and the Association of Blue Brothers from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Now, brother, you know, I'm old school. That might be right in my alley. They need somebody to sing some bass line on it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can have some bass line, Jefferson. There's going to be some guys there, so you can put some bass down.
Well, I like that. Now, I heard that on Friday night, I actually was there, folks, doing a little coverage up. I don't think it shut down until almost 2 o'clock in the morning.
We didn't get out at about 2 o'clock. That's right. That's right. The C-Room, once God come in the building, man, we just let God have his way. The C-Room is that place where Christian people can go and not compromise their stance, but be at a place where they can have some good, clean entertainment, but as well as praise God in the midst.
Well, I tell you, that's really the big key now. I understand you had people coming from not just the Atlanta area, but from all around the Southeast. Was there a group there, I think, from Alabama or something?
A group there had about 4 artists from the Alabama area, Mobile and Birmingham, Alabama. They came there and blessed the place, as well as they was blessed because in those areas, it's not a place like the C-Room. So, you know, they're looking to come back, even more to come back to just enjoy and to actually promote their gifts and their talents at the C-Room.
Well, I tell you, the one good thing is about the C-Room, it's worldwide because people can find you from anywhere. Is that right? And check the show out live.
C-RoomLive.com. You go to C-RoomLive.com. If you go to C-RoomCafe.com, you can reach the C-Room there. But you can look, if you're out of state, you can see us live. We stream every Friday, and you just go to C-RoomLive.com.
Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be here for probably about another 20 minutes, giving you some coverage. We're going to be talking to some of the different people here. But, again, we are here live at the birthday bash celebration for the visionary of the C-Room Gospel Cafe right here in Forest Park, Georgia, which, again, is right near Atlanta, Georgia, Dr. Sergio Kroom in the house. Now Dr., aren't you going to have a comedy night, too? Is that right?
Comedy night is going to be September the 10th. Willie Brown and Woody, Andrew Ford, Small Fryer. So it's going to be a lot. It's going to be hot.
I like how you set that segue, because I'm going to drift around now and get to some of the guests. I'm going to talk to some of the comedians right now, but we'll be back to see you more. Happy 50th, brother.
All right. Be blessed.
There it is. Well, folks, we're going to move around here, and we understand that I think we have a comedian that's in the house. Now, this woman, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, came all the way from Valdosta, Georgia, and right now I think she might have stole someone's plate, but she has some food, but we're going to get the woman on from Valdosta, Georgia. Still, I believe, looking for a ride home?
I ain't looking for no ride home, because they told me I can sit here and get this here food for free. So don't be asking me to get up, because I done sat down now. So I think I'm going to eat all this food. Don't bother me, because I'm a little tired.
Well, could you at least introduce yourself to the people listening worldwide on the internet, please?
Oh, all right. My name is Mary Lou Jean Bell. I'm from Valdosta, Georgia. I came all the way up here. They ain't tell me I was supposed to be wearing no black and gold, so I wore my yellow and my burgundy color today. But anyway, I'm sitting here eating some real good food, real fresh food, and I think it's kind of good, but you bothering me now because I'm trying to eat before it gets cold.
There you have it. That name one more time, because I'm from the north, and I'm not familiar with all those different names. What's the name again, please, from Valdosta, Georgia?
I told you, Mary Lou Jean Bell. My mama gave me all them names because she didn't want to have no more children. My name is Mary Lou Jean Bell from Valdosta, Georgia. You get that? You got that?
Mary Lou Jean Bell from Valdosta. Oh, excuse me, Jones.
Don't forget my last name is Jones. Mary Lou Jean Bell Jones. Don't forget my last name.
Now, I understand that. There's evidently comedy at the C-Room. Will we be able to hear you live?
Sometimes if they come and pick me up, because I'm getting right tired of keep on walking all the way from Valdosta every day to come give y'all some comedy. But, yeah, I suppose I'll be there on Saturday.
Well, before she tries to talk with a mouthful of food, we're going to move on. But we're broadcasting live again from right here at the Doubletree Hotel, the 50th birthday party for Sergio Kroom. Here in the house. Now, we're going to drift over here because we have another comedian. I love to get people when they got a mouthful of food, so I'm going to go ahead and grab this man here. I'm going to talk to him because this is a man that is from my neck of the woods. But right now, he's eating, and it's always good to get a comedian when they're eating. But he says, all good. We have, of course, from the Nutmeg State, like myself, Mr. Willie Brown. And Woody is in effect. Is he fasting right now, bro? What's going on?
He's here. Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, what's going on? Woody is always in the house. You know, I came to help Sergio celebrate his 50th birthday. Sergio, so old, he was a waiter at the Last Supper.
Bro, that's you done multiply them years into the thousands now.
Sergio was so old. He was in high school with Harriet Tubman. I'm telling you. But I love him, though. I love him. That's my problem.
See, this is what happens, folks, when you let anybody in. They can say anything about you. But anyway, now, brother, now I understand you're going to be headlining the comedy night at the C-Room. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, when we get this thing off the ground, I will be right there in the midst of it. I don't know what position I'm going to be in, but we're going to be there.
Yeah, we're going to help.
My understanding is that your name was first, and I guess it's coming on September the 10th. It's supposed to be the big comedy night, so I guess you're going to be handling the whole thing.
Yes, we're going to be bringing in some of the funniest gospel comedians that our money can buy.
Well, brother, that might be a short list.
I agree with you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, we are broadcasting live here from the birthday bash from Dr. Sergio Kroom, and I have my good friend Willie Brown and Woody here. And now there's a lot of nice-looking people around here. Who's this lovely lady right next to you? Uh-oh. And, wait a minute. Hang on a second. We have a mime, so I want you to understand what's happening. I saw hands moving, sign language, and what she was saying is she loves you all out there. But please don't bother her while she's eating. Thank you so much. So we're going to move on here to some other tables here. We have some more luminaries here. We have this is what I love, ladies and gentlemen. Again, interviewing people with their mouth full of food. That's always a good thing. People love that so much. But I have a good friend of mine, a guy to actually share some time with at WIGOAM 1570 The Life. He is a man that has been in the gospel industry for a long time. He looks like he's young. That's because he is. I'm talking about Larry Young from AM 1570 and also from the Sheridan Gospel Network. I will wait till he consumes that last fork full of very tasty food and let him get himself together. And then we'll bring him on the air live here, broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, sir, you're on live. Larry Young, you're on live. Welcome.
You can't be live.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
How you doing, Jonathan?
I'm doing fantastic. Larry's saying, how can we be on live? Because the radio station has no guy down there now. But thanks to the miracles of modern technology, we're on Blog Talk Radio. And they're on live. And we thank God. But we're on the Internet. Isn't that fantastic? Now Larry says, don't talk to me again. But nevertheless, again, we are excited. And also right next to Larry, a gentleman who has blown up, torn down, knocked the roof off of the steam room every time he comes. I'm talking about one of the hottest urban, non-traditional gospel artists anywhere in the world. A man who just recently tried to take a fork full of salad so he could knock me off the air. I'm talking about a man that has literally stood up on the table and praised the Lord. And I was there live to see. I'm talking about Christopher Lewis. You just saw him recently at the White Linen Affair with Hank Stewart on Sunday, and he really brought it down there. He was in 95-degree heat, his wonderful golden dome glistening with sweat. But he said, I'm not afraid to bring it for the Lord Savior Jesus Christ. I understand also, as he now tries to swaffle down the last part of his salad, he's also now happily married. And so I think his better half might be in the building. Oh, Anderson, I got you. That's all I had to do. I just said the right word. He's going to go ahead. And, all I had to do is bring the message in the line. Christopher Lewis, what's happening, brother? Welcome to the show.
You doing all right? Good.
I'm doing fantastic, man. Well, isn't it great to be out here celebrating a great man of God on number 50?
Awesome, man. I hope to see this in another, about 30 years.
But I'm going to tell you something. I gotta use that same palm olive oil you're using to keep that age off you, man. Well, listen, now I know that you've been doing a lot of things. Where can people kind of maybe see you next in the Atlanta area?
You got to catch me online.
Oh, there you go. Notice, folks, this is called the Undercover Tour. So if you want to be there, you're going to have to go to the website, which is?
My website. You want to catch me on Facebook or MySpace.com, Christopher Lewis. /1. You'll find me anywhere. Just kind of, I'll always be hanging out in Atlanta and off and on. So.
And what I like so much about Chris is that even though he goes all over the world, he always brings it, saves his best here for everybody here in ATL, man. He's just, anywhere you go, he's going to be real for the Lord, and you're going to get the full package. No skimpy concert, everything. Acoustic, electric, whatever you need. Chris Lewis in the house. And this, one more time, brother. Facebook, they can find you under?
Facebook, Christopher Lewis. MySpace.com/ChristopherLewis1.
Now, do we have a chance to talk to the lovely lady that made you put that fork full of food down?
Do we have
it? Yes, can we speak to her for just a second, brother?
She probably won't talk to you, but.
All right, well, I'm going to bring her on to at least say hello. This is a lovely Mrs. Christopher Lewis. This is Tina Lewis. Say hello to the people.
Hey.
And evidently, that's all you're going to get. Well, listen, folks, we again are broadcasting live from the birthday bash for Sergio Krum here, the visionary and founder of the Sea Room. And we're going to continue to drift around the room and disturb more people while they're eating. I'm going to go to the DJ now. He's got some old school music playing here, some Earth, Wind, and Fire. I'm going to put a little bit of that on for you. I know this is a gospel show, but come on, you know how you like it. A little bit of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Bring it back from old school. Well, back in the day, that was the ultimate slow cut, slow jam. Well, I don't want to talk about that because I'm the preacher now, so we're just going to keep it above board. Well, anyway, Mr. DJ, welcome to the WRTS FM show broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me this evening.
Well, sir, it's good to be here. Now, you have a very elaborate setup here, man. You got some. Now, folks, I wish I had my video here because I'm watching not just two turntables, but some digital turntables. Is that right?
Absolutely. Digital turntables. They play CDs, MP3s, and I have them hooked into my laptop, a program called Serato, which allows me to take all my records on one external hard drive.
So you mean the days of the old Panasonic 1280 Mark II, that's out?
That's out. Well, not necessarily. You can still walk around with the Technique 1200s if you want to, but this is a whole lot lighter on the back.
There you go.
Yeah, but now I understand you can kind of mix down, scratch, do all the same things you did on vinyl?
Absolutely. Same thing. Everything you can do with vinyl, you can do digitally now. Ladies and gentlemen, the key is you still have to know what you're doing on vinyl in order to transition to digital. If you don't, then you're just kind of wasting time pushing buttons.
Well, see that, ladies and gentlemen. Every now and then, it's good to be old school and get the old school training. Well, listen, what kind of brought you out there? I know it's just kind of work, but are you familiar with the Crooms? Kind of know a little bit about them a little bit?
Actually, I met Mrs. Crooms through Allison Clark, whose wedding I DJed yesterday, and she's in need of a DJ, and I happen to be free, so we went on ahead and hooked it on up.
Fantastic. Now, how can people reach you? Do you have an online website or email they can reach you?
You can email me at djmercc@gmail.com. My name is James Mercer, professionally known as DJ Merce.
DJ Merce in the house right here, listening to live the WRTS-FM show, Worship and Real Talk Show for Men, spinning back the old school tracks, but with the digital, I'm just overwhelmed with this. You can kind of scratch and everything digitally.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everything you can do. You know, analog, you can now do digitally.
And in the background again, bringing you some old school cuts, Reasons, the great Philip Bailey, bringing to you a little bit more as we're here at the event. Well, that's about as old school as it gets, ladies and gentlemen. The great Philip Bailey, Reasons. I have to admit, I remember that cut back in my high school days. Phenomenal cut. We're still working the crowd here. We can go over here and pop in on this table over here. Everybody seems like they've already dined. And so we can get some good birthday wishes here for Sergio Crooms. Sir, you're on the Worship and Real Talk Show for Men right here live on Blog Talk Radio, streaming on the Internet. You want to give some birthday greetings to Dr. Sergio?
Yeah, I want to say Sergio has been a great guy. Done many things for different people, including myself. God's going to bless him in many ways. And I hope you just keep on going and do the things you're doing with his life.
What's your name there, kind sir?
My name is John Crosland.
What's the stage name?
JC. JC of DJT.
JC of DJT. Ladies and gentlemen, last night at the Holy Hip Hop event, Fabulous Friday, they brought down the house. They didn't think old school like me could kind of get into the groove, but I did because I was there live.
Thank you, sir.
So now, where can we contact you, find out more about you? So people, they want to kind of, you know, tune into your music. Where can they find you?
Well, you can find us on Facebook. Just type in DJT, and we'll accept the friend, and we'll get right to you.
I tell you, I'm always very excited to meet a young man so on fire for the Lord and bring it new school style, but still with the same anointing. Now, we have a young lady here that was coaching him during his interview, so now we're going to put her on the air. She's going to introduce herself. Ma'am, who are you, and welcome to our show.
My name is Co-Pastor Bernita Crossland. I am the Co-Pastor of Restore Life Bible Church, and I am also a lifetime friend of Sergio and Tasha.
Isn't it good to see him hit those golden years?
Absolutely, but he's just beginning.
Praise the Lord. I hope so, because I also have crossed the golden plain. So if not, we're all in trouble. Listen, how can people find out more about your church?
They can go to www.restoredlifebiblechurch.com. And we are located in Decatur, Georgia at 190 Laredo Drive. A lot of people are very familiar with the Decatur, what is it?
Hold on, we have to get the actual address. Hold on 1 second, we have a little consultation. Hold on. Hang on, let me bring it back. Hold on 1 second. Hold on.
Okay. But it is 190 Laredo Drive in Decatur, Georgia. It's we've been in that new place for almost a year now. So God has been meeting us there. So we encourage people to come out. 190 Laredo Drive.
Praise the Lord. That website one more time, please.
www.restoredlifebiblechurch.com.
Now who's this handsome gentleman here sitting next to you? He's going to give you some little coaching here and say, hey, we're here. We'll give him on the line. Sir, introduce yourself, please.
My name is John Crosland. I am the pastor of Restored Life Bible Church and a close friend, almost a brother of Sergio.
Amen. Well, brother, listen, we're excited about the fact that you took time out of your busy schedule, because obviously on Sunday, it's a day of worship, day of teaching, so it's a, you know, it's a tiring day, but we thank you to come out and you look like you're still in full vigor, brother.
Well, Sergio is my brother, so this is anything for him.
Amen, amen. Well, now, who are some of the other people here at this table? These are some of the members of your church or family members. Kind of. Amen. We're going to is she coming to the mic now? We're going to try to grab Sister. She's moving quickly. She says she cannot right now. But we're going to come over here to the other side of the table, and we're going to get Sister on the lines.
She's shaking her head, but we're going to bring her on anyway. Madam, introduce yourself and give some birthday greetings because you're on the air live on the internet on the WRTS-FM show.
Hi, happy birthday. Only thing I want to say is my big brother, he wears the hell out of me now. I'm just kidding.
Amen. And
that's not true. That's the best brother in the world.
Well, folks, that's why we call our show Worship and Real Talk Show for Men, because we keep it real. You're able to hear anything at any time on our show. But nevertheless, again, we are very excited that you took time out to come out and give Sergio a hello.
Happy birthday, Sergio.
Amen. We go right around the table with another lovely lady here. She's giving me the shake off like I'm not going to come on, but everybody loves to be on the air for just a second. Madam, who are you and why are you here?
I'm Stephanie Jordan. I'm Prince Jordan's wife, his nephew, first nephew. Happy birthday, Sergio.
Amen. We have a handsome gentleman here sitting on the side. He's reclining, got his phone ready, sir. Introduce yourself and say hello.
I'm Prince Jordan. I'm his nephew, the oldest nephew. And I just want to say love you and wish you many more happy birthdays.
Amen. Well, we're moving around the table here. We again thank you so much for tuning in as we give you a peek behind the scenes at the birthday bash for the visionary Dr. Sergio Krum. You know, I like ladies. I'm so excited and enthralled. I have a whole table full of lovely ladies here that will give some birthday wishes to Dr. Sergio Krum here on our show. Lady, you are first. Your name and welcome to our show.
I am Janice Malcolm.
Well, Janice, you have some good birthday wishes for Sergio?
Yes, I'd like to wish you a very happy 50th birthday, and I wish you many more.
Amen. Well, we're about to start the big bash, so we're going to head outside, and we're going to get everything wrapped up. But again, we thank you so much for tuning in to the Worship and Real Talk Show for Men as we cover the birthday bash for Dr. Sergio Krum. And now we have the lovely lady who said she couldn't talk to us before. She's going to introduce herself and give some wonderful birthday wishes to Sergio Krum. Madam, welcome to the WRTS-FM show. You're broadcasting live all around the world on www.blogtalkradio.com.
Hello, I'm Janelcia Wheeler, Sergio Krum's oldest niece.
Is that right? Well, how exciting is it to be out here tonight helping him celebrate his 50th birthday?
It's wonderful. It's a wonderful occasion. I'm actually happy to be here and be a part of the celebration. I know he was greatly surprised to see everybody and all his family and friends. So it's wonderful to see that he's made it another year.
Amen. Well, I'm excited for him because we're about the same age, and everybody's saying he's got many years. I hope I'll have many years to join with him. Well, listen, we thank you so much. Now, are you also in the gospel music industry?
I am. I sing with David Walker and High Praise, which is the community choir here in Atlanta. So
that's fantastic. Well, now, how can people find out more about your singing group?
They can go to David Walker in High Praise on Facebook or David Walker in High Praise, MySpace.com. Or you can check us out on YouTube. We have a few YouTube videos that they can also check out and hear the wonderful sounds and ministries of David Walker in High Praise.
Well, this is very exciting, folks. Again, we are so pleased to be out here live for the 50th birthday party. And again, young lady, we have another person that's just drifting in, and she is, we almost got by here. She's going to give us some more happy birthday wishes. Another young lady here. We're on the air live, WRTS-FM show, and even though you injured your finger, we have a little injury here, folks, but we're going to bring this young lady on. If I had a piece of ice, I would put it on here. Ma'am, could you just introduce yourself and give some birthday wishes to Dr. Sergio?
My name is Jada. I am the baby daughter of Sergio Krum, and I wish him the very best birthday. Happy birthday. Love you.
Looks just like her beautiful mother. Same happy smile, faithful word. So sorry we got her injured. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's all started now. We're about to wrap up and go back inside. But we thank you so much for joining us here on the WRTS-FM show to be a part of the birthday celebration for Dr. Sergio Krum, my brother in Christ, the founder and visionary behind the C-Room Gospel Cafe. Well, stay tuned for more broadcasts from on the scene as we bring it to you live, unedited, unscripted, from all the good events from around Metro Atlanta. Until next time, as we always tell you, remember, if you don't know Jesus Christ, you need to get to know him for yourself. He loves better than your mom, better than your dad, better than Aunt Pookie and them, better than anybody that's in your life. And if you give your life to him, I guarantee you, your life will never be the same. Greatness is awaiting you. And each and every week, we end our show with a simple, edifying statement. God bless you, and good night.